In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear members of Living Word, friends, co-workers of Ben, to his family, and especially to you, Sally. We knew this day would come, but it's still not easy. His analytical mind could not fix this. His talents, his ability, the love that he showed could not stop this day. His accomplishments were powerless. Sure, the doctors were able to extend his life for a couple more years by God's grace, but eventually even they failed. No matter how much you loved him, cared for him, took care of him, and helped him throughout his whole life, it was not enough to keep him here. Death has come. His body is lifeless because he was imperfect. The sin that revealed itself in the cancer and in his diabetes was there from the moment of conception. He would be the first to admit it, that he was a sinner, an imperfect sinner. He made mistakes. He did wrong. He forgot to do the things that he should. And he knew he could not fix it. He knew that this day would come. And so he died. Perfect people do not die. Only imperfect people die. And that is why death feels so wrong. That is why we hurt and feel a little bit empty. Yes, we are glad that he no longer suffers. Yes, we are glad that the cancer is removed, the diabetes is no longer afflicting him. But this is not how it was supposed to end. This is not what God intended when he knit him ever so delicately in his mother's womb. We miss his stories, his conversations, his straightforward approach to life. He did not mince words. You knew how he felt because it's what he said. Death is not okay. So today is a day of tears, of mourning, of sorrow, because today you can feel that sin in your own heart. It has separated you from a loved one. You miss him. So it is good to grieve. We must face reality. We cannot act like he is still with us. His body is lifeless. We cannot pretend as if his spirit is still with us, for it has gone to God. Reality is not always pleasant to deal with, but we must deal with it. The grave has separated us from him, and there is nothing that we can do to fix this. We can't pretend like everything is okay. It's not. And our hearts know it. And though the eyes will be dried, and though the hearts will mend, they have forever been changed by this day. Ben could not fix it, and neither can we. Remembering him and talking about him does not bring down his presence among us. It doesn't unite us to him because we are not saviors. We cannot save ourselves and we cannot save him, for we too are imperfect creatures. Whether we are 20 years old or 70, we know that someday that will be us. And then what? Imperfect people do not deserve to go to a perfect place. So heaven must be out of the question. What else is there? Who has an answer? Whom can we trust? Someone who has had a vision or a near-death experience? Would you trust someone to fly an airplane who only thought about airplanes or was near someone who flew an airplane at one time? So a near-death experience will not do. How about someone who did not have a vision or a near-death experience, but someone who actually died and was buried for 3 days? Would you trust such a person? So in the midst of Martha's tears at the death of her brother Lazarus, she heard that very man speak, "Your brother will rise again." Jesus deals with the reality. He does not ignore it. He acknowledges what death has done. He is not some emotionless robot who tells us to just deal with it. He was deeply moved by Lazarus' death, and he wept. Death is not natural. It hurt him to see his beloved creatures suffering and dying. He did not create them to die, but he created them to live. And not simply for 70, 80, or 90 years. He created them to live forever. And so in time, he raised Lazarus from death. And in time, he will raise that body from death. Christ came to this world so Ben might have life, not just for a blip on the radar, but so that he might enjoy life forever. He came so that you might have life forever, for he carried your sins on his shoulders. He bore your imperfections, your mistakes, your failings. You did not ask him to do this, but he knew two things. One, that you are imperfect as well. And two, that someday that will be you. And there is nothing you can do to stop it. And so he stopped it for you. He ripped open death's belly and rose on the third day as the conqueror of sin, death, and hell. Christ hates death. Today he weeps because Ben has died. He hurts because you hurt. He's sad because you're sad. Death does not make him happy. He is not glad when people die and when loved ones are grieved. Death is the enemy. But for now, wives must bury their husbands. Children must bury their fathers. Jesus hates death because it ruins what he has created. Christians hate death because it separates us from our dear brother in Christ. And yet in the midst of death, in the midst of tears and sadness and sorrow, Jesus speaks to you a word of life. Everyone who lives and believes in me, he says, shall never die. Ben is not gone. He is not lost. Neither has he passed away. Christ baptized him in that very font on June 25th, 1994, as a 55-year-old man. And there, Christ clothed him with his own righteousness, a righteousness which symbolically you see with that funeral pall. He stands dressed in Christ's love, Christ's work. He stands as one for whom Christ redeemed and died and bled. And that is what Ben confessed in life and now also in death. He confessed that Christ alone was his life, his Savior, his God, his Lord. Even in his last week, he eagerly desired to eat Christ's body and to drink his blood, for he believed that there was life in no one else but him. Doctors failed him, but Jesus did not. He baptized him into a new life. He spoke the forgiving word of life into his ear. He fed him life, filled his body with life. So how then could he die? How could he be separated from him who is the resurrection and the life? He can't be. Ben must live. Though he imperfect, though a sinner, though deserving of hell, Ben must live because Christ is the Savior of sinners. Dear friends and family, this is not denying reality, but holding before your eyes the reality that Jesus sees. Two things can be true at once. And so we grieve, but not without hope. We mourn, but not like the world who just assumes the body will pass away. We have a hope. We have a resurrection. We believe that Jesus is alive and has given life to Ben and to us. So death does not have the final say. Life does. Christ has turned our greatest enemy, death, into our greatest good. It is not the end of anything, but in Christ, it is the continuation of the life once given in baptism. Yes, Ben has died, but yes, his body is lifeless. That too is a reality. But the greater reality is this: it's only temporary. Death is not eternal. This casket will not be filled forever. Christ lives, and so will that body. As his mother tucked him into bed so many times in his youth, and perhaps sang him a sweet lullaby, So we tuck Ben into his earthly bed and sing him a sweet lullaby of Christ's love for him. But morning always comes after evening. The resurrection is near, and as his mother woke him up with a gentle, sweet voice, so Christ's gentle voice will fill Ben's ears once more, and his heart will beat once more, and his lungs will inhale yet again, and his eyes will open, and that same voice will speak. Because Jesus is his resurrection and Jesus is his life, Christ has fixed his body to be free from imperfections, free from pain, free from sadness, tears, cancer, diabetes, free from sin. But that is yet to come. For now we lay our dear brother down to sleep, confident in the life to come. That body in the middle of this sanctuary is still the temple of Jesus. He has not left it, for he is the one who has redeemed the body, who has washed the body, who has sanctified and fed that body. He filled Ben's mouth with life and preached the resurrection into those ears. So Christ is not the savior of a soul. He is the savior of man, who is both body and soul. Anything less is to be subhuman. So do not be afraid of the reality that is death, whether this death or your own. Yes, mourn and weep even as our dear Lord does. We must, for it is a reality. But do not be afraid of it. Do not be afraid of your earthen bed that awaits you, for Christ does not lie. He rose from death on the third day, and so shall the dead in Christ rise to eternal life. Ben will never come back to this earth, and frankly, he does not want to come back to this earth. But we will go to him. Ben's Savior is also our Savior. And those who believe in him will live, even though they die. Yes, the reality of death hurts. But the reality of Jesus' life brings life forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.